All right, so you want to talk about a heated race? Forget about horses. We're diving into the world of blockchains today, specifically Solana and Sui, two major contenders vying for that top spot in the Web3 space.
And the buzz is it's everywhere, even outside the usual tech circles.
It's true. And see, they both promise to be the platform,
Oh.
for everything: lightning-fast transactions, next-gen gaming. But here's the thing, they're taking totally different approaches. So in this deep dive, we're going to break it all down. The tech, the strengths, weaknesses, the whole nine yards.
We're talking the future of decentralized applications here, and even Wall Street's paying attention.
Which is wild, right? Like, think about it, these traditional finance giants, they're used to moving money at a snail's pace compared to what these blockchains are promising.
It's not even just the speed, though. Imagine like a world where those complex financial instruments could be traded instantly, securely, minimal fees by anyone with an internet connection. That's the kind of disruptive potential that has everyone from hedge funds to central banks like really paying attention.
Okay, so we've said blockchain a bunch already. Just so everyone's on the same page, when we say layer one blockchains, think of it kind of like the foundation of a house, right?
Yeah, it's the underlying technology, the highway, everything else is built on, not just an app, like the entire system.
Right. Like Bitcoin was the first. It's cool, but it's kind of like Route 66. Nostalgic, but not built for today's traffic, right? Solana and Sui want to be that multi-lane superhighway, but they've got different crews and different blueprints.
Exactly. Understanding those differences is key to understanding their potential. Solana, for example, they're really proud of their proof of history, POH. Imagine a system where every single transaction is instantly verified and timestamped.
Wait, so like a notary public for the digital age? So there's no arguing about who sent what and when?
Precisely. That's the beauty of POH. It makes everything so much more efficient because there's no need for that constant back and forth to confirm the order of transactions. It's like having a synchronized clock everyone on the network trusts.
Okay, so that makes sense. But there's got to be a trade-off somewhere, right? No system's
You're
perfect.
sharp. You're right. There are always trade-offs. With Solana, it comes in the form of those validators we mentioned.
The ones making sure all the transactions are legit, they're kind of like the highway patrol, right?
Exactly. Now, for Solana to get those crazy fast speeds, it needs those validators to be incredibly powerful. But the more powerful they are, the fewer there are, and the more centralized the system becomes.
So it's a bit of a balancing act then, speed versus decentralization.
Exactly. That's like a core tension in the whole blockchain world. It's a spectrum. Different projects fall at different points on that spectrum. Now, Sui, they're approaching this a bit
This
differently.
is where the road diverges, yeah.
Yeah.
Like instead of trying to make the highway patrol super fast, Sui just built more lanes.
Yeah, essentially. Sui uses something called parallel processing, meaning it can handle multiple transactions at the same time, not just one after the other.
Okay, now that's a car analogy even I understand. So theoretically, Sui could handle way more transactions per second than Solana.
Potentially, yes. We could be talking millions. It's kind of mind-boggling. But it's still early days for Sui. The tech hasn't really been battle-tested in the real world to the same extent as Solana.
So different approaches, different strengths, different levels of like market maturity. It makes you wonder, what are investors thinking? Where's the smart money going in this whole blockchain showdown?
Well, if you look at the venture capitalists, the ones who actually have a good track record of spotting disruptive tech, both Solana and Sui have managed to get a ton of
Yeah,
funding.
we're not talking about like your friends. You just heard about Bitcoin last year. These are serious players. What's drawing them to Solana specifically?
Well, Solana had a pretty big first mover advantage, right? They were one of the first to really offer that speed and scalability needed for those really complex DeFi applications and NFT marketplaces. And those early successes, those brought in a lot of developers, users. It created a really bustling ecosystem.
It's like that new cool neighborhood everyone wants to be a part of, right? But here's something I thought was interesting. A recent report showed that a good amount of money is actually flowing out of Solana and into Sui, like 27% of outflows, which is not nothing. What's happening there?
So a couple things. First, Sui has actually integrated USDC directly onto its platform, and having a stablecoin like that just baked right in, huge for those serious financial applications.
So it's like having like dollars built into the system instead of having to like constantly convert back and forth.
Exactly. But beyond the actual technical advantages, there's also this feeling among some investors that Solana might have actually grown too quickly, maybe compromising on some of its decentralization principles along the way.
Ah, so it's that classic trade-off again, speed versus control.
You got it. And I think for some SUI's newer, potentially more scalable architecture, it just feels like a safer, more decentralized bet in the long run. Like they see it as having more room to grow without hitting those same centralization roadblocks.
So are we saying it's like betting on the up and coming challenger versus the established but like potentially plateauing champion?
I think that's a great analogy. It's not just about the tech itself, but also the vision for the future, right?
Yeah.
And both Solana and Sui are making moves to break free of just the digital space and step into the real world.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting. We're talking about putting this tech directly into people's hands. Solana has their Saga phone, essentially putting Web3 in your pocket.
Imagine like accessing decentralized applications, managing your crypto, even verifying your digital identity,
Yeah.
all from something as like normal as a smartphone. That's the idea behind the Saga phone.
It's ambitious, for sure. But will people actually buy it? Is the world ready for a blockchain phone? I mean, I still haven't figured out what all these crypto terms mean.
It's definitely a gamble. And Sui is making its own bet on mass adoption, but they're focused on gaming with a dedicated handheld console.
Now that's a market with huge potential, right? I mean, everybody loves a good video game. But can they really deliver on that promise of a smooth, engaging gaming experience? Gamers are a tough crowd, especially with lag and performance issues.
You're telling me it's not just about like throwing blockchain tech onto existing products and hoping it works. They need to prove it adds something, real value to the gaming experience.
So, seamless integration is key. But even if they get the user experience perfect, there's still that reliability issue. We've seen both Solana and Sui have these network outages, slowdowns. Can these systems actually handle millions of users, especially if they're using it for everyday stuff like gaming or payments?
That is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Decentralization is a fantastic idea in theory, but it comes with its own issues. And we've seen how much both platforms rely on this small group of validators to keep things running smoothly.
Which kind of brings us back to that centralization concern, right? If you have just a few powerful players controlling the network, doesn't that defeat the entire point of a decentralized system?
Precisely. And then there's this whole other thing with locked tokens, which just adds a whole other layer of complexity here.
Locked tokens, huh? Sounds complicated. Explain it to me like I'm still trying to figure out how to buy my first Bitcoin.
Okay, so imagine like a bunch of tokens are locked away, right? Like in a vault, can't touch them for a certain amount of time.
Okay.
This can actually be a good thing because it creates scarcity. And scarcity often drives up the price.
Supply and demand, got it. So early investors, they love that, right?
Absolutely. But here's the catch. When those tokens unlock, finally, and they all flood the market at once, it can tank the price. Like everyone rushing for the exit at the same time.
Yeah, not a good look. So with all this, the tech, the money, the risks, are we any closer to figuring out this big question? Are Solana and Sui actually going to give us this decentralized future, or is it just the same old power dynamics with like a new coat of paint?
It's the question, isn't it? Honestly, no easy answer. The whole promise of blockchain was this radical idea, more open, accessible financial system. But as these platforms grow, get more mainstream, well, that vision kind of bumps up against the realities of actually scaling a technology and getting people to use it right.
It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, trying to make this revolutionary tech work with these systems that weren't built for it.
Exactly. That's why you got to look beyond the hype. Don't just chase the latest trend, the biggest returns. Ask the hard questions. Look at who's building, what they're actually trying to solve, and how all their decisions affect that idea of decentralization.
So it's not enough to just get the tech. You got to get the motivations, the potential downsides.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm following you. Now, for that final thought you promised, if you were a betting person, which blockchain would you put your money on long term? Solana or Sui?
That is the million-dollar question. But I'm gonna resist giving a straight answer because the best choice. It really depends. Your individual risk appetite, your own vision of the future.
Well, throw us a bone here.
All right. Think of it this way. You value a big ecosystem, lots of different applications, even if it means maybe giving up some decentralization for speed and convenience. Solana might be your bet. But if you're more into that idea of a truly decentralized system built to be massively scalable, even if you got to be patient while the tech develops, then Sui might be more your speed.
So it's not really about picking a winner. It's more about understanding what you're willing to give up and investing in what you believe in.
Exactly. And who knows, maybe the real winner isn't even something we're talking about. The space moves so fast, the next big thing could be just around the corner.
Scoreboard a cliffhanger. Well, that's it for today, everyone.
the world of blockchain. Exciting, confusing, and full of potential. Thanks to our expert for breaking it all down. And to everyone listening, stay curious, do your research, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.